was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Sent lawyers, guns and money. Dad, get me out of this.
All right, and welcome to the championship edition of the Bill Ricka's Finest Light Sarcast. Yes, we missed last week, but I think what we did was noble. We got the league talking again. I think mission accomplished. We said, does anyone appreciate this anymore? No one said anything about the last few casts. I guess it took us not releasing one to get the league to pay attention to us again. They realized what they had, such a great thing. Lots of complaints, lots of calls for the league to end. This week, joined by both co-hosts. Producer Ron, how are we doing?
I wouldn't even say we had a lot of complaints. I'd say there was about three, which goes to show you that we are underappreciated.
Well, there's three of us who are in it, so that's half the league.
Yeah.
We have like a massive audience here of like 100,000 people. We got 12.
Yeah, we got produce even, we have service nine. For free.
We got busy, busy people in this league.
Yeah. But we give this for free. You know, we should charge
for the loss.
Yeah, I mean, I look around and I see the people in this league. Like, how fucking hard is this? Me? Like, you're sitting on your ass on your couch, just like it, you know?
Your internet's terrible.
Sweet.
No, I'm talking to Infanger.
Whose? Pierce's or mine?
Yours. Pierce's great. Right,
I was on the basement internet. Now I'm on the upstairs. Here we go.
Now you can.
Yeah, well, league's gonna have to pay. League's gonna have to chip in so we can get into a studio or something.
The league should pay so I have one internet instead of two in my house.
Yeah, why do you have two internets?
One's like an extender, so it gets more coverage in the basement.
Oh, I got that too. For the pool house, but moved it upstairs in the winter.
I asked the tech guy a couple weeks ago. I was like, "Hey, I'm tired of paying for a router. Like, do you recommend buying one?" And he's like, "This is going to sound so stupid, but this router right here is the best one you can buy for your value." And it was a fucking mini minion.
Wow.
But I was like, dude, no one in their right
mind. Great story, Ron.
Well, I was like, no one in their right mind is going to put this in the house. He's like, well, my parents let me. And I was like, thus, you still live with your parents. Yes, there you go.
No wonder we only got three complaints about the cast not happening last week. Ron's telling stories about fucking internet routers.
Saving your value. I'll put the link in the chat.
We're running out of funny material with old age.
Oh God, that was bad.
Good story.
That guy, how we feel? Okay. Tough loss. I can't believe Workman played that defense.
It's such a tough loss. You know, Workman texted me during the day yesterday, and like he said, he has too much respect for me, this league, and to our czar to not plug in his defense. And, you know, it gave me a little bit of ride. It gave me a ride last night. I had a little bit of hope. And, you know, didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but I got to use another Hank's gift, and that was nice. But I don't even know what I'm doing here. This might be my last year. What is it, me and fucking Crum and Dave, the only ones who haven't won this damn thing?
Well, Rick hasn't won it.
Okay, Rick too. Well, Rick, I've lost respect for Rick ever since he cucked out to BT.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, BT's never won. BT's not like
BT's only been in for a few years.
Yeah, I know, but BT's starting to get around the block a bit here.
Dutes never won.
No, Dutes never won. Yeah, Dutes is out, I assume. I forgot about the Dutes decision.
The decision.
Should we text him right now, see if we can get him on? I'll send him the link.
Yeah, send him a link.
There's no way.
It might be his last cast.
Could be.
If you're not in the league or Brazilian, you can't be on the den.
I don't even have to share the thing when I'm on it. How do you do that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Fucking gym teachers. Come on, you're a principal. You should know how to do that.
Just complained about you not knowing how to do anything in a group project. You don't even know how to use Google Slide.
Yeah, I don't have a job that requires it.
You do. You should see you at the firehouses. Share the link.
Yeah, you think they have me fucking teaching classes?
What kind of you should be teaching classes at the firehouse. That could be your job.
I did take fire instructor once.
We got to get you doing DARE. Was that a fireman or a cop?
It's the safe program now.
DARE is a cop. Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, that's basically that. I know the kid does all the elementary schools and stuff.
Dude, the guy in Lola does it is the biggest tool ever. And like he takes it so serious. And he like gave a presentation a couple years ago and he comes up to me after and he's like, "I really don't like how that went. Can I come back in a couple months?"
God.
It's like,
Don't think I got my. Dude, they weren't
you
listening, pal. They're fucking elementary school.
Then they were such like a Marine hardo guy. One of the teachers sees me after and she's like, "Yeah, I went on a date with him one time and I ordered what he ordered like something unhealthy." And he's like, "Do you understand how hard you have to work off those calories?"
We had the guy come in at the Ditson. He was a Billerica firefighter. Pissed. This guy still worked there? Strunk? Does that guy still work there?
Yeah, Jeff's drunk. Yeah, he's a captain.
He's like an older guy, has like kids probably in high school now, maybe even college.
Yeah, bald guy.
Oh, he had hair back. This was 15 years ago, but he
There's
came and
two
did the
strunks. One's
presentation.
a cop and one's a firefighter.
Well, the guy who was the firefighter, he came in and did like the firefighter like thing at the camp, and it was the worst presentation I've ever seen. I was like, have you ever talked to a child? The way he was like describing things, it was like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even think an
Yeah.
adult would have been entertained by it. He had zero personality.
It's definitely him. He's dry and monotone.
Yeah, that was him.
Yeah,
The
that's
kids were all
a
going bananas, and he was just like still going on with this thing. I was like, you lost him, pal. Just put the
no.
hose on.
Yeah, let me show you how it's done. Fireworks.
Yeah, you don't have long. Should we get into the championship?
It.
All right, so this year we got Workman featuring versus Serper. I guess this has kind of got my fingerprints written all over this matchup since I traded John the one pick, which got him Bijan, and then I traded Workman Chase for virtually cents on the dollar. So this has got Czar's fingertips written all over it. Poor McHugh, the only other guy I made a trade with, and he just got nothing out of the air. Tough break
That's
for
fair,
Dave.
though.
Poor Dave.
All right, producer Ron, who do you like here and why?
Yeah, you know, Lawrence against Indianapolis, they gave up, what, 40? I think Purdy threw for, what, five touchdowns last night?
Five CDs. Boom. One, two, three, four, five.
I also like May against the Jets. I traded him to John for Olave. Pretty fair trade. But, you know, works out for John. But I would also look at putting Stafford in, too, if I was him. Stafford's just putting up monster numbers week after week. Where May is, I think, a steady, consistent, like 20 something.
Who the Rams got this week?
Rams have Atlanta.
Jets secondary so bad though.
Yeah, but it's going to be a blowout, and they're going to say, screw it. Like, I
I
just
know, but
think.
then yeah, you don't know.
Or there's so many injuries, too.
Yeah, the whole line's decimated.
O line, Andy's got, what's his name? Booty's out, and Pop Douglas might be out, too.
Dude, those are two guys that we don't even need.
Yeah, but he's got to throw to somebody.
Yeah,
He
but
throws
John
to
could use
Hollins,
him.
Diggs, Henry.
No, I get it. I mean, the Jets are terrible. The Pats are going to win, but I would just worry about the weapons that May's going to throw to. Looking at receiver work, he's definitely got the clear edge. Although JSN has been on a kind of a downslide lately. Chase putting up monster numbers. St. Brown, I can't believe the Lions are not going to make the playoffs. Like, there's a chance that they really don't make the playoffs.
Oh, I think they're like minus 10,000 to miss the playoffs. So there's almost no way they make it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I
Like,
mean, clearly that Campbell shit doesn't work all the time. Being a
no.
jackass, hard ass coach, going for it all the time. Maybe play. Maybe don't act that way.
No.
Maybe be an adult.
You know, you got Williams for John. He's been kind of consistent. You just have more of a boom opportunity for working.
Boom.
Boom. And then looking at running
Boom.
backs, you know, I love Achane, but then Pollard. What's, I don't know. New Orleans is playing really good football lately, and that's what Robinson and Cook are just, they're so damn good. Bijan puts up at least 20 every week, and Cook, I feel like, has multiple touchdowns every week, especially the Bills need to win, so I like that for John. And Ferguson, I got the edge over a tight end. I don't even know who the quarterback is for Kansas City. I'm going to go with
And
John.
try to pronounce, try and say his name. Look at it and try and say his name. I want to hear what we
Quarterback?
get. The KCQB. It's like a weird ass name. I think he's some Native American dude.
How about them moving to Kansas City?
Oh, to Kansas City, Kansas? Is that where the stadium's going?
Yeah.
I saw Kansas. I didn't know it was Kansas City. How far away is that from Kansas City, Missouri?
It's right next to it.
Oh, so not far.
No, it's literally the border.
Oh,
Chris Oladukin.
so
Oladukin.
okay, that's probably good.
Yeah, no, it's a cool complex, though, if you've ever been. The Royal Stadium's right next to it, so it's a
Yeah,
big.
sure. Tons of league members have taken the trip out to the Kansas City sports complex.
Awesome stadium. Awesome. Anyway,
All
I
right.
take Boston.
Yeah, it's that guy. Who do you like?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big matchup swinging on if St. Brown's going to play, because that ups Jameson Williams' stock almost immediately.
Yeah, I think that that's going to be the swing point. If St. Brown does miss, I think John's definitely going to win.
Yeah, no,
You play Thursday,
absolutely. So
right?
that does
Yeah.
that comes into play like big time. But I think John's got the more steady lineup top to bottom. But I just Trevor Lawrence has been on a fucking tear, and Ja'Marr Chase is yet to have that huge game in the past couple of weeks with Burrow back. I
Had a
could see
huge
that
game
happening.
last week, 2 weeks ago. Never mind. That was only 13.
He hasn't had a big game, and you said JSN's been on a downturn when he had 16 points last week.
For him, that's down.
Yeah, well, I think Ja'Marr Chase and Lawrence gonna have big games. He has Jennings to pop in if St. Brown doesn't play, but I'm just gonna assume St. Brown's playing. And if St. Brown does play, I'm gonna roll with Werke. I think that the Rams D is gonna do their best to shut down Bijan. And but James Cook, Josh Allen sucked last week, and he's been nursing that bum foot, so I can see them handing the ball off. So, but Philly's got a good pass rush D. But this is a good championship. This is going to be a good matchup. But I'm taking Werke. I think Lawrence and Ja'Marr Chase are going to go off for him. Purdy
Yeah,
just
I think
went off on Indy.
this one is close for sure. Yeah. Like I think Lawrence could be the big difference, like you said. Again, I don't know what's gonna happen with St. Brown. I think he's gonna play. Like he didn't get more hurt during the game, did he?
Yeah, all it's yeah, it just says he was a non-participant, but he's like a star player. Like he doesn't have to play all week to play the game.
But he played the whole end of that game. Like nothing happened at that last drive where he got more injured. So I don't see why he wouldn't play. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's a Thursday game though, so it's a little tough.
It's tough, and the season's over, so who knows? Maybe they don't want to risk it. I don't know. But
But
yep.
they're at Minnesota. I mean, Jameis Williams is good, but I don't think he's like a number one receiver volume guy.
No, but I think when he was out, he did have a big week.
He did. He's gonna get a lot more targets. And LaPorta has been out for a while now, so I mean that's gonna be tough for Mike if St. Brown sits. But hopefully, he
Indeed.
plays just for our entertainment.
The last 4 weeks, he's averaging like 10 targets.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Jameson?
What?
Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know who to pick. I'm over the Workman calling
Great
out the player.
insight.
Workman sent me an extra $8 with the he sent me a tip this season, so nice for Workman. No one ever said the Czar can't be bought.
Yeah, Workman knows how to sway bad press.
$8 is all it took.
He's great. Who's Workman's public relations guy?
I don't know, but they knew. All right, five's gonna seem cheap. We'll go with eight. He could do a
Yeah.
lot with eight. Eight might get him a burrito at
I
Annie.
gave you a tip.
I don't think I've ever met
You did.
anyone who stayed mad at Mike for longer than like 10 minutes.
How can you ever even be mad at him?
No, there was someone who was Cass, probably, I'm sure, has been mad at him
Oh,
longer
yeah.
than
Well,
the rest.
Cass, that doesn't count. I'm talking about like guys.
Yeah, has Workman ever had a
Actually,
rival?
I'm sure Joe D's had a little hissy fit over something.
No, I doubt it. But has Workman ever had a true rival?
Ambrose. Ambrose.
Ambrose. That's true. Ambrose was, yeah, that's true. He's got Ambrose. Ron has more rivals, I think, than anybody.
They're
I had to go
great.
to Lange's parents last night for a CO activation.
What?
Yeah, their alarms are going off. It was dead batteries, but I had to go there last night.
How are they doing?
They're doing good. I don't mind them. I
They
like
asked
Lange's
about Ron.
parents. They did not.
Bob must be so pumped for the Rams.
Yeah, we
But
didn't talk about that either.
yeah. Is he still a Rams guy, even though they're in
LA.
LA?
Remember that? Remember that bet you had? No, Lynch bet him that the Rams would win the Super Bowl. He'd shovel the driveway.
Did he end up cashing in?
I don't know.
I forgot about that bet. Yeah, I forgot. Why was he a Rams fan? Do we actually know?
No idea. Let me ask Lynch.
Uh,
Yeah.
yeah. I have still made a pick. I don't know who to take. I'm gonna roll with, I don't know. This is tough. I'm gonna roll with Workman. I think Lawrence is gonna have a huge game. I think Indy's in trouble. You saw how bad they were last night. And Lawrence has been the hottest QB in fantasy. So that was a great little pickup by him. I'm gonna roll with Puke this week. I think he gets it done. Four
Good
times.
news for Puke. Good news for Puke with the Commissioner's Cup champ picking.
Yeah, that's true. But I had picked against him the last couple of weeks and he had proved me
The
wrong.
only little tidbit there. In week 14, Lawrence played Indy and only scored 19.
Yeah, that's back when their defense, Sauce Gardner was playing. Like they just got lit up last night. Did you watch that game?
No, I didn't. I watched the first half, but yeah.
Where is the
I mean,
game? Is it in
it is
Jacksonville
a
or is
division
that
game, but
Indy?
dude, Lawrence has gotten 10 times better since Jacoby Myers got on the team. He
Yeah,
has a
that is true.
possession receiver again. Like Thomas
How
Junior is
bad has
not a
Brian Thomas been this year? Like the Jags are
horrible.
playing great and scoring a ton of points, and I look at the box score and Thomas always has like two catches for like 12 yards.
Dude, the
How could
juniors have sucked this year. Thomas Jr. and Harrison Jr. have both not been good.
Busco Jr. too, terrible.
Who?
Busco Jr.
Busco Jr. Yeah.
Busco Jr.
Sure.
having a bad year.
Not on those picks, though.
No,
No.
that's the worst.
You got any picks for us this week, producer Ron?
I'll look at it later. I mean, I Dom couldn't have a Christmas. I was so bad.
Well, you got to send them the chat because people follow them because no one listens to the cast, so.
No one does.
Dom couldn't have a Christmas this year?
How bad my picks were. I mortgaged the house.
Come on, Dom. What about Dom's locks?
I moved on to Anthony.
Dom was Dom, you had a chance. You sucked. Anthony's turn.
Dom went 3-1 last week. Anthony went 0-1. He picked the
How
right
old's
team.
Dom? How old's Dom now? He's already second fiddle.
Two and a half.
Oh, poor
If there
guy.
was a tie, I was gonna let
Dude, that's like
Dom
the Langille
bounce back.
household. When did Matt become number one son? Right when he was born?
Oh, probably.
That's not true.
I just picture Lange like crying constantly from like age like when he was born till he was like seven.
Yeah, I could just picture Bob because they're so close in age. Like it's just 3 weeks of Lange. Like, yeah, this isn't gonna work. We need another one.
This isn't gonna work. Make a comment. Oh. Can I make a comment on that? Oh,
Dudes,
hey.
live on air.
Hey, man. Quick, den music. Put it in.
No, nah, just with the Landry brothers, my favorite thing ever is Colleen Loder ran into Derek one time. Now this is after they like went to like I think they went to proms and stuff like that. But she always would say, "Oh, you're Matt Landry's brother, right?" And I just always got a kick out of that.
Oh, he
Yeah.
probably hated
He
that. That's like
fucking
something
hated
that like would bother him.
that. Oh, and eat him alive.
In like reality, she just doesn't know him, and that's all. But you know, he was like, "Fuck no."
Guys,
Yeah,
don't.
don't
Can
curse.
we be nicer, please? Come
Yeah,
on.
we're gonna have to dig into the archives and figure out like top 10 like things Lange hates the most. Because I remember back then when that gay kid beat him for best dressed, he was fucking furious.
Was the gay
So
kid?
much. Some kid, his last name was like Rogers, but he won best dressed in our class, and Lange was fucking furious.
Yeah, I
That's
remember
insane
that.
that he expected to win best dressed wearing white t-shirts, fake diamond earrings, and flap-brim hats.
Also, who cares if you win best dressed? Like,
I just
imagine like
remember, dude,
losing sleep over that.
it's just his personality. He needed to get worked up about something.
I'm actually surprised Paul didn't win. He gets good chicks.
Paul's a great dresser.
Dude, Paul's hot.
So, Jits, what do we have for us? You got a decision?
Oh, in the league? No, I'm out. This thing's a dumpster
I'm
fire,
so
and I'm just,
anticlimactic. Oh, I'm out.
Dudes miss the quality is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I must have. I love the league, and I mean, the podcast or being off the rails this thing is, but I don't know.
Right, dudes.
Dude, you had
Thanks
a
for
good,
having him.
dude, you had a solid team, too.
You did.
I can't. This is how fucking insecure I am. I'm like every week they're like, he's got a good team. He's got a solid team. He's got the. My team is 500. It's just it's shitty. Unless it was just I had the wrong
But
guys in.
that's what happens though. Like
Yeah.
look at the playoffs this week. It sucks for Crowley. He outscored me and Workman, and he's out and Worky's in.
Yeah.
This matchup.
I know. I gotta. Yeah. And even that stuff too. I'm still like, how does the point systems work? All that stuff. I came in blind. I'll
You're
probably leave blind. And
You can see again.
Dude has been in the league for 2 years and still failed to learn the rules.
yeah. That's
How do these waivers
the
work?
yeah. I honestly still really don't know how the waivers work, but
Surprised
I
no one
just.
tried to trade with dudes.
A couple guys reached out a couple times, but I
Just
just
let me
always
guess,
remember.
Rick.
I don't know if Rick
I figured
did.
Rick trying to take advantage of dudes.
Definitely
No.
BT.
JP Percoco did. No, I don't talk. BT wouldn't talk to me. No. Speaking of that, I went side text during the fiasco of the wrong Daniels brother dying. I had to text Rick and I was like, this is insane. Like, you just got this reaction from this kid. I
Yeah.
couldn't believe it. Imagine being like "Oh, did you hear like so and so died?" and getting it wrong, and then you have no idea yourself, and some kid makes a joke, and you get all butt fucking hurt about it. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's
That's my.
BT.
I don't know BT at all. I still want to give him a hug, but
He really needs one now. He lost a good friend.
Well,
does
honestly,
need a
Deuce, I
hug.
think you're in for another season because you got to give BT that hug at the next draft.
I know. I know.
He's coming to the draft.
How's the toilet bowl looking? Well, I haven't looked at that
It's
line.
over.
Rick
Rick
Woodman.
lost.
Who did?
BT beat Rick, so Rick's got to buy the board.
Good. So, Deuce, you didn't come in dead last. That's good.
There has been progress. I will say that if we're going to look at positives, I did have a better year than
Dude,
my first round.
sick traps, dude. You lifted?
Me? God, no. I got the fucking shoulders of an 80-year-old man. I'm looking pretty rough these days. Is this the den?
Yeah, I
Was
don't
this
know. The
what you call
surprise
it,
den. We got some ridicule for not having one last week, so we just jumped on to give a product out.
Yeah, there's so many things too, like that last week, and just no one said anything. It's like, coach, as commissioner, you got guys relying on this podcast. And to just go completely silent on everyone was very hurtful.
Unfortunately, what you need is the people who are active in the chats to be in the playoffs.
Yes.
Like
Well,
Crowley doesn't say a word all year, but he's
no.
always in it.
I think in Festivus fashion, we should give Dutes the goodbye touch of airing of grievances.
Yeah.
What do you got for him, Ron?
No, it's his floor. Take it.
Yeah, we should have a league airing of
That's too
grievances.
much pressure for me. Yeah, I don't know if we're going league specific or
Me and BT are going to do the feats of strength.
Oh, I love
Honestly,
this.
we
This
got
isn't over
to
till BT pins you.
you got to call a muzzle a bit. He hasn't had gifts in like a couple weeks or the last minute.
I'm Muzz loyal, dude. I can't go against the Muzz. That's been the storyline since I've been in the league. I'm a huge Muzz guy.
Muzzah.
Yeah, the Muzz stuff.
All right, you guys got anything else for Deuce before we wrap this thing up? Or Deuce, you got anything else?
Yeah, I just want to wish everyone, a Merry Christmas. I hope they enjoy the time with their families. I'd also like to thank the league for allowing me in with all my shenanigans. It's been a fun 2 years. But yeah, I don't know. I think
Like
that's.
we took on a bunch of baggage to Brett you in the league.
Yeah, of course
Dude.
you did.
Dude,
Thanks for
you
taking a
ain't dead.
shot
Dude,
on me, league.
you ain't dead yet. I'm calling out the league. Reach out to Dudes. Get him to stick around.
Yeah.
Muzz, you need to reach out to Dudes personally.
Yeah, well,
But
I expect a FaceTime
we'll
from
catch you at the
Muzz.
retreat, Dudes, right?
When's the retreat?
You'll have to find out. We'll be discussing after you
Whenever
unlock.
John gets back from the fucking Cape, plan
Yeah.
this.
We should have it at the Cape on Rick's sailboat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Rick could sail us around, Wellfleet.
Don't sleep on Prococo hanging out on the Cape during the winter. It's a beautiful time to be down there.
Yeah, if you like fucking heroin needles.
Hell.
Well, now you know why I go down.
Well, that's a win-win.
I
Mix it in our camp, pal. All right,
know.
dudes.
All
We'll
right,
have to be
boys.
silly.
Good seeing you. Matt Landell's number one forever.
All right, so I guess we lost Dudes in the league.
One hurts.
Who do
All
you
right.
think? Who do you think gets talked about more, Lange or Jody, on this cast?
It was Joe D. It's definitely Lange now.
It's
Yeah,
moving on
Lance
to
is
Lange.
third.
Jody's lost its appeal.
Yeah. So now we got to bring up 12th man. Who do we think we're gonna get?
Yeah, it
Let's
seems like
get
it's.
Reardon back.
I mean, when in doubt, we always go back to the well with Reardon.
Dude, as long as it's not fucking Abramo.
No.
My God, you should see that photo we got today, Ab.
Oh, he looks like Marv from Home Alone.
Dude, I really have no idea who we could get in this league that would mesh in.
I mean, we could
I
probably
forgot
get Casey
Abramo is in
back.
the league. I
Yeah, we could
think we
probably
got to
get
give
Casey.
Casey another chance. I know John said he'd leave, so we can't do that, but
There's
we
no way
got
you
to
can
get
give him
him.
another chance.
We could
Oh,
probably we could get Hanson back possibly if we really needed it.
no, dude, we need Casey back.
I'd take Casey back.
We need him and John to make amends. That's our only option though, because I mean
I think
John
he has to pay him the interest. I mean, it's what? That was like over 5 years ago, so.
Oh, and you know John was putting that in like a heavy, heavy speculative stock that was going to hit
Oh,
the roof
yeah.
too. So I mean, he probably owes him like 100 grand.
He
Yeah,
might not even want.
he's
He
going
might
to put
not
it in
even want
Bitcoin.
to. Yeah, John was going to turn that into something lucrative, so he owes me money.
So yeah, I guess so. Casey's probably not an option then. I doubt he has that kind of cash, unless God, like Tom says, is giving it to him.
Would you think he'd even come back just because of everything?
Casey, he'd come back in a heartbeat.
I thought he was done gambling. This is technically gambling.
The league? No.
$300.
That's true, but it's just like you're paying $300. It's like the same thing as being in a men's league. Keeps you
Yeah,
busy
but
most of
he
the time.
can't justify paying $300 in his league when he owes someone in the league money.
No, that's very true. All right, so we'll work on a 12th man. I still think the mystery man that Ron and Tom came up with is a great idea. I love a mystery 12th man.
Is that just like just someone we don't even know? We'll just draft the team online or something?
Oh, no, I would have to know them.
Oh yeah, and you'll just have them show up at the draft. Yeah, that'd be cool.
And I'd have to get like a burner phone. No, we never know their
Oh, they
identity.
wouldn't be. We just don't know who it is.
Yeah, we need to get them like a burner cell phone number. I'll pay for the service for like 6 months.
Yeah.
We'll reveal it finally on the last day.
The ping pong balls will just be a question mark.
I like it. I think the mystery man is a great idea.
The whole time, Czars had two teams.
Yeah, that's what everyone would speculate.
What a
That's
piece of
exactly what
shit.
everyone would assume. Why
Yeah.
do they keep making trades only with the Czar?
Let's get Justin.
Yeah, he'd be a good mystery man.
Let's get Dom in there. He needs something.
We
Yeah,
need someone
Dom's.
who smokes.
Yeah, Marty's probably got a kid old enough now. What does he have?
Yeah.
One that's 16? You could probably get him
You
in.
think we could get the green team with no land?
That would be awesome.
I think I mentioned it to the green team one time. I was like, "Oh, maybe we could get you back. I always love bringing old people back." He goes, "Oh, I don't
Yeah.
think so,
Yeah, Matt, what are you doing? I got the kids going over to mom and dad's. So I'm going to Fusco's for brisket. League brisket. You know what? Guess what we're going to
didn't
be talking about?
get
Yeah,
invited? If Fusco's getting remarried, he asked me to be a groomsman.
all right. You guys got anything else?
No, I wasn't expecting this. We haven't talked. It was a nice little surprise. Like within 30 minutes, the text we're on.
That's, I mean, that's what we do though. That's how we get after it. Oh, and the league retreat. We gotta figure out how we're gonna do, if we're gonna do one. John's
Yeah, I
got
mean,
to
there's
get.
nothing going on, but we can always get like a
Prococo
February, get a February day, you know?
had like a UFC plan or something. There was like a daytime UFC card. When was that, Ron?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the best thing to do would be to do wild card weekend if we could, but the next, if the championship games too would be fine, conference championship or whatever.
I mean, I can do any time as long as I mean, we're not staying overnight anymore. So, I mean, I could do if any, I'll go whenever.
We're not? Oh, man.
Just wild card weekend makes the most sense if we can pull it off because there's a 1 o'clock game.
On a Saturday?
Yeah, because then you can at least stay for the ones and half the fours, like, and then people don't need to, like, it's usually we're getting there, we're staying for the fours and it's pitch blackout and people want to go home.
Very true. Last year we left because I think there was like a blizzard on incoming.
Yeah, I remember that. It's always a good time at the Brook, though. I could go back to the Brook.
Right, well, look at John and working on it.
John, you're being called out. Get going.
John, get on it.
All right.
You guys got anything else?
Nope.
No, I mean it's very, very disappointing to not be in it anymore, but I'll still be watching.
All right, I have finished. You guys want to hear the Good Night League? I have rewrote it. All
Yes.
right.
right, I'll do it in my best reading voice. Here we go. I only did the second half of the poem, not the beginning.
Yay for effort, though.
Thank you. All right. Good night, League. Good night, waiver wire. Good night, Czar, monopolizing the waiver wire. Good night, props and Ron's locks. Good night, Columbus Day. Good night, homeless Harvard student. Good night, accident reconstruction work and Charlie Kirk. Good night, TD GIFs. Good night, martinis with a twist. Good night, Franck poems. Good night, Mike Kelly, garden gnome. Good night, League. Good night, Ken Beer. Good night, Billerica's finest. Till next year. The
An A
end.
plus.
That wasn't bad, right?
That was some of your greatest stuff. You should quit and become a poet.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I can spoof it.
You know, you just cucked Franck so bad.
Cool, Frank.
Yep.
All right, now relax.
All right. So I guess well, good luck to those in the to work, man.
I'll give you one. I'll leave you with one lock. It's a
Let's
guaranteed
go.
hit.
Oh, Ron, that's why you were so quiet in the Dukes interview. You were looking for locks and you found one.
I just wanted to give Dukes his time.
Give me it.
I'll give you this. Pittsburgh at Cleveland. Pittsburgh's the favorite by 3.5. The total is 34.5. You always want to take the home dog with a low total. So you're taking Cleveland getting 3.5 Saturday afternoon at one. Sunday afternoon at one.
I like that pick. I kind of like Cleveland outright in that game. I think that Baltimore Steelers game is going to matter the last week of the season.
Yeah, I think no Metcalf. Like Rodgers doesn't really throw it like anyone else. I mean, he
Lock
does,
in
but
now.
I like
Cleveland
it.
plus 3.5.
All right, let's get Dom's
Godoa.
Christmas for next year. We'll start
I
working
need
on
it.
Dom's Christmas next
Yeah,
year.
let's get Dom's
Work on his
Christmas pretty
birthday
cool.
first.
Yeah, what's Dom's big gift this year? Get him anything good?
He wants this friggin' truck, dude. It's like a, it's
Just give
probably
him
like,
yours.
wants this thing with a backhoe
Didn't you
on it,
say he was
three
2 years
feet
old? He
long.
could tell you what he wants.
I don't know. He just points at shit.
So
This
you could
thing's
get him a
like
fuck.
3 feet
You
long.
could get him a fucking roll of toilet paper.
You could. They also got one of those Tony boxes. Seen those things?
I haven't.
Tony?
The Tony box. Yeah, my mom sings.
No, I don't know what a Tony box is. What is it?
Just basically a radio, but it has like action figures, and you put the action figure on it, and like it plays songs for like 30 minutes.
The
Haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I'll let you know how it is. I can't fucking wait.
Now you gonna, so who's playing Santa? Senior going to Santa again
I don't
tomorrow?
think we're gonna do it. He's too smart. He'd actually know who it is.
That's fair.
So
All
if you
right.
want to come over,
Yeah, I could be Santa.
be great.
All right, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I guess we will talk again next year.
Yeah, I'll see you in the chat for this retreat business.
Retreat, we got to find a new 12th man. The retreat attendance should be mandatory. We got to find a new, and I need money, actually. Everyone's got to pay up so I can at least buy the retreat date, whenever that retreat date is, so the winners can get paid out. The only person who's paid is Workman. You actually,
With
no, you
it.
guys can just wait and see who wins. Nah, I'll take it. Just give it to me, and we'll get it to the winner at the retreat.
We got to get it to you because you don't know, you might get more tips.
Yeah.
Very cool. If everyone gives me an $8 tip, that's like $100.
Yeah, let it ride.
More to put on Bron's luck.
Yep.
That's it.
So everyone get those
Oh.
into me by Saturday at 1.
Yeah, more.
Sunday.
Or save it all for Wolf.
Oh, Wolf. I think someone couldn't find it last time.
No, they
I
don't have
couldn't.
it
We had to
anymore.
do Buffalo Run, and I fucking John cleaned up, and I got fucking nothing.
Yeah, I
All
gotta go.
right,
right,
we'll
boys.
see you guys
Later.
later.
See you later.